This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We are back here on a Tuesday. Del Coley is a huge Bon Jovi fan. Did you know that?
I know whose favorite artist is.
You do.
Kid Rock.
Folks, you can't write this stuff. It happens. Del Coley in the studios. What's coming up tonight at 5 o'clock?
Oh, my goodness. We have a huge show going on, Brian. We got an individual that Beth Waldron, who's a patient advocate and founder of the National Clot Connect Group for DVTs, which is deep vein thrombosis. And insurance plan changes are making one particular drug, Eliquis, not available, which is a huge drug for this particular disease entity. And if you don't take care of this, you can end up with a embolism going to the heart and that type of situation. So she's going to come on and talk about what her trials and tribulations against the PBMs and that kind of stuff are. We've lost 50 patients this year since January the 1st because of one particular PBM, Express Scripts. Because of the greed of the PBMs, they limit access and choice. And so there's 50 patients that can't come to Dale South Lake Pharmacy, Coley's Corner Drug, because they've dropped all the independents from this program, as well as the Walmarts. So
they?
PBMs, the pharmacy benefits managers, have control of those patient populations.
And why does something like that happen?
Because they, over the course of the years, at one point they were very, very, very much needed to get connected between the insurance company and the provider, who's the pharmacies now, and they've just got greedy and they've taken over. And every state has now got legislation going on, and Illinois has got some legislation going to reduce this, and it's costing the taxpayers in every state money because they're reducing how much they pay us. They're charging more to the insurance insured individuals, and it's really a major issue. Something that Lauren, my daughter, has been working on through a Pharmacist United in Truth and Transparency, been going on for the last 4 or 5 years, and her and Dave Falk have really done a great job trying to get more the individual patients, and slowly but surely we're turning this around, and we've got some great support over in Springfield. We've got some great support on the national level, and so we'll get there, but it's just a little frustrating, you know.
I understand. Well, good luck in that. All right, what else is coming up tonight?
Well, we're gonna push our COVID vaccination clinics. And that's every Wednesday and every Friday.
Are you seeing any uptick in movement in that
area?
We're
seeing a little bit more of that. Every week seems to be getting a little bit better on that. We've got all three vaccines and all three boosters and things like this. And one thing I want to mention about the testing thing, I just got an article from Dave Fletcher this morning that it talks about people that thought that they want to get the test to make sure that they don't have the COVID so they can get together in different groups and stuff like this. And there's been a lot of false negatives with those tests. And these people that think they're really, safe.
You're talking about the home tests?
The home testing.
Yeah.
And it is, you really need to be aware. And if you
fortunately in this community, we have testing available, whether it's Richland or Crossing.
Right.
I mean, where you're reading stories like in Florida and New York, like where people are lined up hundreds deep trying to get tests. We do have the availability here.
And you got to be sure that sometimes the nasal swab is the best test, and sometimes it's the saliva test is the best test, depending on which variant you have in this type of situation. So it's really, really a complex situation. So just a little word of caution out there, just because you've tested negative with the home test, don't take that to the bank, because still do the social distancing, still do all the stuff you're supposed to be doing.
All right, good advice. What else is coming up tonight at 5?
I will be at Richland Community College because we're going to seat a new board member this evening. And then
and who will that be?
That'll be Ben Andreas is going to be on our new board
okay.
member, and then, which is a great thing for us. I think it's a young individual. Get rid of these old guys on that board, and get some new fresh perspectives. A young entrepreneur in town and very well known. So it's going to be a very positive situation from that side of stuff, but it is a we are excited about that. But that means Megan Brahaney is going to be the co-host tonight with Lauren Young. So it'll be a good show tonight, check us out at 5 o'clock tonight.
All right, good stuff. And if you miss it live, you can always check out the podcast anytime you want at nowdecatur.com or wherever you get your podcast for sure. Well, Dale, I appreciate it as always. It's great to see you, and that's good news about Ben. Pass along my congratulations tonight, good for you guys. Richland's doing so much good in this community. I mean, they've always been important to this community, but I don't think they've ever been more important than they are today.
I agree, because of what's going on with the pandemic, but also what's going on about how you have to pivot on a dime, and it is amazing.
And folks, you know, higher ed institutions struggle with this. Yep. I mean, I don't think people realize how flexible Richland has become, because there's a lot of colleges out there that are just still trying to do it the way they've always done it, and they're not going to exist, and they're certainly not going to be an important component in the community like Richland is.
If you can't change, if you can't, yeah, I listened to you and Dr. Valdez talk about a 10-year plan, a 5-year plan.
Yeah.
We're working on 2-year plans.
Yes.
And we're pivoting on those things.
Yeah, if you still think a master plan involves foreseeing 10 years into the future, you're already out of the game.
You are. A long-range master plan is probably 2 years right now.
So. Dale, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.